Hey, what's going on? It's Dr. Mike T. Nelson here on not just another fitness podcast for fitness geeks only. And today we are talking a little bit about the framework of metabolic flexibility. So as you've heard in the previous episodes here, metabolic flexibility is how well can you use carbohydrates? How well can you use fat? And then how well and how fast can you switch back and forth between those two? And the reason why I think this framework is so important and why you hear me yammering on about this all the time is that there is actual research on this. It's not a made-up concept. The original term metabolic flexibility was coined by Dr. David Kelly back in the early 2000s. And it's based on even some earlier work of that from the mid-90s from Brooks and Mercier, looking at something called the crossover effect, which very simply states that as we increase the intensity of exercise, we are becoming more used to using carbohydrates. Right, so to fuel higher intensity exercise, carbohydrates are needed for that. Right, so now you can get to a relatively high level of use of fat, but it is a bioenergetic fact that you will not get to the highest level of speed and power by using fat only. Now, you can increase that, but to get to the highest level possible, that is going to be fueled by carbohydrates. And of course, for all the PubMed ninjas out there who are twitching in their mom's basement, yes, ATP PC system is still the ultimate fastest from energy production. So I did not bastardize bioenergetics, so you can relax. For this, we're primarily talking about metabolic flexibility in relation to fats and carbohydrates. And like I said, this framework is good because it respects the dynamic nature of exercise and also what happens after you consume a meal. So the concept I was saying related to exercise, as exercise intensity increases, that is more fueled by carbohydrates. At rest and low to moderate levels in healthy individuals, that is primarily more fueled by fat. And why this breaks down is that fat does have a lot of advantages. Fat, you can produce a lot more ATP, right? The currency of cellular function, right? Kind of the money that your body produces, the energy it needs to run, which is ATP, adenosine triphosphate. You can get a lot more of that from fat compared to the same amount of carbohydrates. So a lot of people online who claim that fat is a quote unquote better fuel, it is true that you can produce more energy for the same amount. Now, this comes with a cost. The cost is that you cannot do it at an extremely fast rate. So if you need to produce energy very fast, fat will not be able to do that. So while carbohydrates, for the same amount of substrate compared to fat, does not produce as much ATP. It's actually significantly lower. However, you can produce it at a much faster rate. So as we said with that crossover effect, as you increase the intensity of exercise, you want the ability to use more carbohydrates because as exercise becomes more intense, it is going to be primarily a rate effect, meaning you need to create that ATP, that energy, as fast as possible. And that's where carbohydrates are going to be better. So you can see why this debate about what is the best fuel source drives me personally crazy. And the first question then is, what task or what exercise are you trying to do? If your goal is to produce a huge amount of speed and power over, let's say, 60 seconds, carbohydrates are going to be your friend. If, however, your exercise intensity is low to moderate and you have a very long time of which to do it, then fat is going to be a better source at that point. It is more efficient and you are going to be able to get more energy produced from that same amount of fat. There's some other health benefits with that. And of course, if we're looking at body composition, while again, we have to look at total caloric balance and a whole bunch of other things, being able to use fat is going to be a benefit, right? You're going to increase your body's ability to burn fat. Now, of course, you could simply just eat a lot more and kind of mitigate that effect. And calories do matter. But I would make the argument that using fat as a fuel, especially for body composition and health, is moving you in the right direction, especially if you're doing a low to moderate intensity exercise. You don't need to produce that ATP at that fast enough rate, right? It's lower to moderate, so you have enough time to use fat as the main fuel for that. And why I think this is so useful is because it allows you to then set up your training in a way to maximize both ends of the spectrum. So when you're doing things like weight training and intervals, you want the ability to use carbohydrates. And if we take someone and we put them on a ketogenic or a very low carbohydrate diet, and then we test them for speed and power, we'll see like a 3 to maybe up to a 10% decrease in performance. Now, if you don't care about that super high end of speed and power, probably doesn't matter much to you then. So you could use fat as your fuel and you're going to be fine. But if you're more on the higher athletic end and performance is more of your goal, losing a single digit off your top end definitely will make a massive difference to your performance. So the main takeaway today is that the concept of metabolic flexibility, originally coined by Dr. David Kelly back around 2000, based on some earlier work from Brooks and Mercier called the crossover effect. As we increase exercise intensity, we want the ability to use carbohydrates to fuel that. However, if we are doing different things that are lower to moderate exercise intensity, my bias is that fat is going to be a better fuel for that. While if you get hyper technical, we can aerobically use both fats and carbohydrates. And aerobically, carbohydrates do provide a little bit more energy at a faster rate. But that's kind of getting a little bit down in the weeds. So for most people, lower to intensity work, using fat is going to be preferential. So stay tuned for tomorrow. And the next episode, we'll talk about how you can set up your macronutrients to then match what you're trying to do with exercise based on this framework. If you want more information about this concept and a bunch of other stuff, you can check out my main site, which is www.miketnelson.com. It'll be a way to hop onto the newsletter at the top. That's where most of the content goes out. If you're interested in the Flex Diet certification, where we take a very deep dive into this concept plus a lot more and give you very specific action items on how to do it, go to www.flexdiet.com, FlexDiet.com. Thank you very much.